Hey, Dallas, did you enjoy putting this book together?
Well, truthfully, I was really reluctant to do that. Baseball books are baseball books, and unless it's X-rated or telling stories on everybody, it seems like it's just another book. But I my wife and a secretary up in Philadelphia and the author Alan Maimon, they all got on my case and felt I should do it for my grandkids, if nothing else. And really, that was the project. I just wanted to have my grandkids understand, kind of my business and what I had done in my life, and that was really the thrust of the book.
Yeah, it's amazing what you've done. First off, Dallas, you did not have it wasn't easy at home. Your dad, you were honest. He drank and he smoked too much, and it made it tough.
Well, yeah, that was in my youth, obviously, and everybody has a story like that probably in their youth. My dad was, it was just one of those things. He got hooked on the booze and lost his business, and he was always a smoker, and back in those days, most everybody smoked. We didn't think it was that big a deal, but obviously cancer got a hold of him, and that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, and he said that one thing that sustained his life and maybe added years to his life is when you made the major leagues.
Yeah, I always thought that. I mean, I think a lot of cancer people have kind of upstarts and good months or good recoveries at some time along the line, and it looked like my dad was on the right road. He had obviously stopped smoking by that time and settled down on the drinking, so I thought he was well on his way, and it was devastating to him, my family, and to everybody else involved in our family when I got sent down. And of course I held grudges which I know better now, I shouldn't have held. And
you got sent down with the Phillies, right? And they had the final.
Yeah, they sent me down right in. That was 1964,
yep.
And that was right in the middle of a pennant race. It looked like the first time the Phillies were going to win since 1950. So this was 64, and I had grown up with most of those guys and was close to them, but I pitched terrible, there's no question about it, and I probably got what I deserved, but I always held, not always, but I held a grudge for quite some time, because after that, my dad went downhill. He kind of gave up fighting.